Frequency Cast Special Report. Startup in progress.
Hi, this is Pete from Frequency Cast, the award-winning UK tech podcast. In April 2011, the Frequency Cast team were up in Birmingham for Gadget Show Live to check out the latest tech. Back in show 60, we looked at tablet computers and compared the iPad with Samsung's Galaxy Tab. One thing missing from both of these devices, though, was a USB port. We were very pleased at Gadget Show Live to be able to play with a brand new device that does have a USB port. It was launched at the show, it's a Windows tablet, it's called the Lenovo S1, and here's William from Lenovo to tell us more.
Yeah, this is the latest tablet product from the Lenovo. It's the IdeaPad S1. So it's an Intel-based tablet with Microsoft's operating system. Well, obviously, it comes with a 10.1-inch screen, and it's a 16x10 widescreen. So, and also, it supports all the Flash. So you will be able to explore a website and also explore the Adobe Flash contents very easily, which is very key for both consumer and commercial space. And one specific feature, you can touch it by your finger. It also comes with a digitizer pen. Okay, and why do we want to use the digitizer pen? Because a lot of the application, no matter consumer or commercial, it still come. You can use a finger to do it, but it will give you a better user experience and more better precision if you use a pen. It's also pressure sensitive. So if you press it harder, you know, it will be a thicker line. If you press it lighter, it will be a thin line.
Obviously, with a Windows mouse, you've got the left key, right key, and you can hold down a pen on a screen. Is there any support for sort of right key mouse operations with this?
Yes, you know, even if you turn the pen around, you can rub the writing off. Okay, so it's really feel like you're holding a pen. Originally, we were thinking maybe we will launch it without the digitizer, but we find out that actually will give the user more space to run different applications. And again, I have to mention both consumer and commercial.
I guess that makes sense. And when you look at something like the other products that are out there, the Apple OS devices, the Android devices, the applications that come with them are designed for finger touch, whereas Windows applications by default do need that level of detail you only get with a mouse. So I can imagine the digitizer's key for that, really.
Yes, and I mean, I have to mention again, for this pad, you can still use your finger to do all the work you want. Like if you just want to explore the website or just want to have a look on your photo or videos, I mean, your finger can do. But I'm just saying, let's give user more options and more idea about what when you want to do something with higher precision, there is an option over there.
Is there any support for multi-tab, the sort of the fingering?
Multi-tablet touch, yeah, more than 10 points for sure.
One other quick question for you. Now, we did a review of tablet devices a couple of shows ago. One of the key things that was missing from all the tablet devices relates to connectivity. Now, I'm assuming this obviously has Wi-Fi. I'll ask you a second whether it has Bluetooth, but the key for me is USB.
Yeah, this one does have a USB because expansion, as I said, you can use the wireless, you can use the Bluetooth, but a quick connection via USB. I mean, we did reserve at least one USB port over there. So no matter you want to put in a mouse or you want to put in there was a docking station available as well, or you want to just put in a quick flash drive.
And when is this product actually launching?
For Europe, this is the first show that we show the product to the general public.
Just one of many products launched exclusively for Gadget Show Live in Birmingham. The Lenovo S1 is due out in the second half of 2011, and the price has yet to be confirmed. Over on our website, you can see a picture of the S1 being modelled by two absolutely stunning young ladies, as well as a Stig lookalike that had overtaken the Lenovo stand at the Gadget Show. It's a photo you don't want to miss. To see these pictures and for links to product information, please go to www.frequencycast.co.uk/lenovo.html. That's spelt lenovo.html.
Hi there, I'm Susie Perry from The Gadget Show, listening to Frequency Cast.
For more on our coverage of Gadget Show Live 2011, you can go to frequencycast.co.uk/GSL.
Frequency Cast. Special report. Shutdown complete.